morning. We're glad to welcome you all here this morning to the Animal Resource Center. Just briefly, I'd like to tell you what the Animal Resource Center, our mission is to increase awareness about the welfare of all animals. And we do that by providing a facility for people to use for things like today, fundraisers, workshops. We offer free workshops the second Saturday of every month for the public on different aspects of animal care and animal welfare, day camps for children, and we're very excited to be part of the Humane Society of the U.S. This morning. And I'm introducing Cynthia Armstrong, who is the Oklahoma Director of the Humane Society of the U.S.
Thank you, Barbara. Welcome, everybody. I am a native Oklahoman and joined the Humane Society of the United States in 2005 after 20 years of involvement in animal welfare issues in Oklahoma. And our work in Oklahoma is centered very much on raising awareness of animal protection issues, both through education and through encouragement of the enforcement of Oklahoma's animal cruelty laws. We also are very involved in rescue and response and deploy our resources and team when local resources are overwhelmed. And some of those instances have included setting up a temporary animal shelter for the animal victims in the F4 tornado in northeast Oklahoma in the Pitcher area some years ago. We also assisted with some animal rescue efforts and financial resources for this most recent tornado. We involve ourselves in education of law enforcement, and we do a class for law enforcement on animal fighting investigations. And so we are active here in the state and happy to be collaborating with many of the state animal organizations that work so hard. So at this time, I would like to introduce Paul Shapiro, who is our Senior Director of Animal Protection, Farm Animal Protection.
Thanks so much, Cynthia, and thank you to everybody for coming, both on the phone and those of us here in Oklahoma City. We want to thank the Animal Resource Center and Barbara for having us at their beautiful facility. We're grateful to them. My name is Paul Shapiro with the Humane Society of the United States. That's P-A-U-L-S-H-A-P-I-R-O, and the organization, again, is the Humane Society of the United States. The HSUS is the largest animal protection organization in the country, with 11 million supporters, 108,000 of whom reside here in Oklahoma. While much of the work that we do is focused on dogs and cats and wildlife, we're concerned about the treatment of all animals, including farm animals. And when it comes to the treatment of farm animals, few practices are more controversial than the extreme confinement of animals in tiny cages for their entire lives. This type of extreme confinement is exemplified in the pork industry, where breeding pigs are often permanently locked inside cages barely larger than the size of their own bodies, unable even to turn around, essentially for years on end. In total pig numbers, Oklahoma is eighth highest in the nation, and in total pigs produced, it ranks fifth. There are a lot of breeding pigs here in the state, and two of the nation's largest pig companies, Seaboard, the third biggest pig producer in the U.S., headquartered in Kansas, and Prestige, the fifth biggest producer, headquartered in North Carolina, both have operations here. It's at their breeding facilities, both located in Goodwell, Oklahoma, that the Humane Society of the United States conducted investigations at the end of 2011, documenting the daily suffering of thousands of breeding pigs locked inside of gestation crates. These are cages where breeding pigs are confined while they're pregnant. These social, intelligent animals spend their four-month pregnancies lined up in cages like parked cars, all facing one direction, never turning around, never walking, never even being able to lie down comfortably. These cages are so inhumane that eight states and the entire European Union have passed laws to phase them out. Seaboard and Prestige competitors like Smithfield and Cargill are also taking action, with Smithfield announcing that it will end its use of gestation crates on its company-owned facilities and Cargill already being 50% gestation crate-free in its facilities as well. In fact, Oklahoma State did a survey, a national survey, in which they found that two-thirds of Americans, a supermajority, do not believe gestation crate confinement to be humane. Yet Seaboard and Prestige, however, have announced no plans whatsoever to move away from this inhumane confinement practice. In fact, Seaboard touts its association with the renowned animal welfare expert Dr. Temple Grandin, yet they don't mention that Dr. Grandin is a staunch opponent of gestation crate confinement, stating, and I quote, "I feel strongly that we've got to treat animals right, and the gestation stalls have got to go." Dr. Grandin further states that, quote, "confining an animal for most of its life in a box in which it is not able to turn around does not provide a decent life," end quote. At these two companies, one of which, Seaboard, is a Walmart supplier, "we documented pigs living in these inhumane cages perpetually. Many were driven mad by the confinement, some biting the bars of their cages until their mouths bled onto the concrete before them. In addition to the extreme confinement endured by animals at both facilities, our investigations found workers cutting piglets' testicles and tails off with no painkiller whatsoever as the piglets were screaming directly in front of their caged mothers. We found gestation crates overflowing with feces and urine because of a backed-up sewage system. Employees hitting pigs in the genitals and pulling their hair in order to move them from one crate to another. Piglets with splayed legs duct-taped back to their body. The video B-roll, which you have in your press packs, speaks for itself, and now we're going to play a few minutes of it for you here. On the phone, the B-roll is available both on our website, humanesociety.org, and we can email you a high-res version of it for you to play as well. CBORD makes many claims about animal welfare in its public relations materials, including even the astounding assertion, and I quote, "We use the most humane practices throughout the animal's life," end quote. Because the abuse that we documented at the CBORD facility is in stark contrast to the statements on the company's website about animal care, the HSUS today has filed legal complaints against the company, both with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Trade Commission, urging the agencies to require that CBORD stop misleading its shareholders and the public. Getting rid of gestation crates is one of the most important reforms that can occur within the entire agribusiness industry, and certainly the most important reform within the pork industry today. So we're calling today on these pork companies and their buyers like Walmart to end this practice. We're calling on them to do the right thing, to end their use of gestation crates. Asking that these animals merely be able to turn around hardly seems like too much to ask. So we're going to open it up for questions, first from folks in Oklahoma City, and we'll go back and forth between folks on the phone and folks here with us. So if anybody wants to start out here, we can start out. Yes, sir.
So your basic goal is to get these two companies changed. How successful have you been in the past in getting companies
changed? Sure. So the question from KTOK is, how successful has the Humane Society been in getting companies to change their practices? 10 years ago, there were no states in the country that had passed any laws to ban gestation crates, whereas today, 8 have passed laws. And that has caused a number of companies, not only in those states but elsewhere throughout the country, to start moving away from gestation crates and toward more humane group housing systems that economic studies show can be even less expensive than using gestation crates. In fact, Iowa State did a study in which they found that group housing of pigs could result in a weaned piglet cost that was 11% less than using gestation crate confinement. But already, the biggest pig producer in the country, Smithfield, has announced that it will stop using gestation crates on its company-owned facilities, and Cargill has announced that 50% of its sows are already in group housing systems. These are two big giants, two big competitors of CBORD and Prestige, and if they can do it, certainly these companies can do it as well. Yes, sir.
CBORD and Prestige, have you spoken with them about this legal documentation and all of the
Sure. So the question, I'm sorry, who are you with, sir?
I'm with Oklahoma Agrinet.
Oklahoma Agrinet is asking if we have had communications with CBORD and Prestige about this. The Humane Society of the U.S. is a shareholder of CBORD, and we have gone to their shareholder meetings and spoken with the company at those meetings. However, we have sent them today the information about these investigations, and we'll certainly be following up with them. We're going to go now to somebody on the phone. Operator, if you could give us somebody on the phone, we would be grateful.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone keypad. Press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone keypad. Just one moment, please, for our first question.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, operator, we're going to take another question from here in Oklahoma City.
No doubt about the video that we just saw is extremely graphic. How does this compare to some of the other animal cruelty?
Thank you. So Fox News is asking, how does this very graphic video compare to other investigations that have been done? And, you know, the Humane Society of the U.S. has conducted investigations across the country, from Nebraska to Minnesota to Iowa to Virginia to here in Oklahoma and more. And what we're finding is that practices like the gestation crate confinement of pigs are not inhumane practices that are solely isolated to one or two bad apples, so to speak. We're finding this is a standard industry practice that is simply rotten. And so when you look at these investigations, you see that these systems are as inhumane and abusive as they are too often a norm within the pork industry. The vast majority of breeding pigs, both here in Oklahoma and throughout the rest of the nation, are locked up in this type of extreme confinement. All right, operator, we're ready to go to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our very first question is from the line of Silas Allen from the Oklahoman. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, sir. I was wondering what exactly goes into these investigations?
Thank you. Essentially, the Humane Society of the United States has been conducting investigations at potential places of animal abuse for decades. And when you ask what goes into them, essentially we are obtain jobs at facilities and do as we're told and use a camera to document what is happening on these facilities.
Have you been in contact with
Right. So KTOK asked about our communications with Prestige. We have not had much communication with the company, but we are certainly have already contacted them today. Operator, we're ready for another one of your callers.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone keypad. Press the 1 followed by the 4.
All right. Yes, sir.
Do you have any relationship with lawmakers in the state trying to change laws?
Sure. The question is, what about the Humane Society's relationship with lawmakers in the state trying to affect change on this issue? We do work with lawmakers in Oklahoma and in all 50 states on a variety of animal welfare issues. And Cynthia Armstrong, our Oklahoma state director, is regularly in touch with lawmakers. We do not have any plans at the current time in Oklahoma to be addressing legislation on this particular issue. Operator, do you have another question for us?
Yes, we do. Just a reminder, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. Our next question is from the line of Mike Hitzer from the Reuters News. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. Did the Humane Society play a role in changing some of the gestation crate practices at Smithfield and Cargill, or was that voluntary, or how did that come about?
Sure. Thank you for the question. So essentially, in 2002, the Humane Society of the United States spearheaded a ballot initiative in the state of Florida to ban gestation crates, and it passed overwhelmingly. At that point, Smithfield began looking into and studying alternatives to gestation crate confinement and looking at group housing. In 2006, we then passed a similar ballot measure in Arizona. And just 3 months after that ballot measure passed, Smithfield announced that it was going to phase out gestation crates at its company-owned facilities. Operator, do you have another caller for us?
Yes, we do. Our next question is from the line of Ken Miller from Associated Press. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make sure I understood correctly. You had Humane Society employees who were hired by these two, by Seaboard and Prestige, and then videotaped the incidents?
Yes, members of the Humane Society were hired and did videotape what happens to animals on these facilities. Operator, do you have another caller for us?
There are no further questions at this moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Has the Humane Society of the United States have a problem with people being hired and being despoiled? The company is asking the same. If so, not judging. Is there a problem with that?
So the question is about whether the Humane Society has a problem with people being disloyal to companies who hire them. And our primary concern is to shine a bright light on a very dark world that few people ever get to witness. These animals are basically suffering inside of facilities where the public is never going to look into. And we are their voice. This is the only chance that they have to have the cruelty that they're enduring actually exposed. So our real primary concern is to document what would be happening whether we're there or not, and to bring that footage to the public so they can see and judge with their own eyes and their own hearts how these animals ought to be treated. Because as I mentioned earlier, Oklahoma State did a national survey in which they found that a supermajority of Americans don't find these type of gestation crate confinement to be humane. This is a practice that is so extreme, that's so cruel, that it is just out of step with mainstream American values about how animals ought to be treated. And the American public does not want to put up with this type of animal abuse any longer, especially when it comes to standard industry practices.
And were the paychecks returned to the companies?
No, sir.
What happened to the money?
I mean, our investigators work at these facilities. They do their jobs.
It is still...
No, sir. Yes, sir.
So they're double dipping. were these videos made surreptitiously, or were they made openly?
Well, the Humane Society investigators use video cameras to document what's going on these facilities. Oftentimes, there are not many people at these facilities, and so you have thousands of pigs locked up in crates who can be videotaped.
Correct. But the company officials will make it.
I'm not aware. Any other questions from anybody here in Oklahoma City? Any other questions from anybody on the phone, operator?
As a reminder, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Miranda Fleming from the Gourmand Daily. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, I just want to know about the policies about this crate situation. Is it like a company policy across the board, or is it individualized by different sites? Basically, what I'm saying is because, you know, we have a seaboard out here in the Panhandle, and we didn't know if maybe, you know, the same rules apply that's going on in the Oklahoma City as far as the treatment of these animals, or if maybe it's, you know, individuals by individual plant.
Great question, and it's a question best directed towards Seaboard because the company has not been public with what its policy is on this issue. They have not released numbers to the public about what percentage of its breeding pigs are kept locked up inside of gestation crates. Other companies like Smithfield and Cargill have released those numbers publicly, but Seaboard and Prestige have not. We do know that the majority of their breeding pigs are locked inside of these gestation crates, and we suspect that it's the vast overwhelming majority of them. However, it's really a question best directed toward them because they haven't released that, so I can't answer it specifically.
Thank you.
Sure. So the vast majority of breeding pigs, according to USDA, in the nation are locked inside of gestation crates. And because of the enormous media attention that has been on this, some companies have started making some progress and have been talking about that progress. Other companies have really done very little, which is why they put these statements on their websites about how they're committed to humane care, when in reality, most of their pigs are locked inside of gestation crates. Smithfield and Prestige will not deny that. It will be a stipulated point. The exact percentage will not be something that we would know. It would be
right.
Best directed toward them. The only facilities that the Humane Society investigated were both in Goodwill. Any other questions from folks on the phone, operator?
There are no further questions at this time, sir.
All right, any questions here in Oklahoma City? Sure. My name is Paul Shapiro, PaulShapiro, Senior Director of Farm Animal Protection for the Humane Society of the United States. Cynthia Armstrong is our Oklahoma State Director. She is based here, and I'm based in Washington, D.C. Any other questions from anybody here in Oklahoma City? All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming. Operator, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody on the phone. We have more resources available at our website, humanesociety.org, and we're happy to send you any high-resolution still images or B-roll that you would like to use. Thank you.